Welcome back. You've let us know you're really looking to get a solid handle on the history of artificial intelligence, wanting to remember those key moments in its development.
Yeah, that timeline.
Exactly. So that's what we're doing today, a deep dive focused squarely on how AI has unfolded over the years.
Right. And we've pulled together some interesting stuff for this. We're looking at lecture notes from Seoul National University's Talent Education Institute, some extra material from a City Hall lecture about, well, surprising AI wins, and also a timeline just laying out the big events.
So a few different angles.
Mm-hmm. Gives us a pretty good all-around view of AI's path, its capabilities, you know, how it got here.
Great. And the idea isn't just to list things off, right? We want to explore why these moments mattered, what they signified for AI, and help build that mental map of its progress. So yeah, let's get started.
Let's do it. And it's worth saying AI development wasn't always this like smooth upward climb. There were ups and downs, periods of hype, then slower times.
The AI winters, people call them sometimes.
Exactly. But the last few decades, definitely, things have sped up significantly.
Okay, so where do we start? What are those first really big moments that kind of shifted the game for AI?
Well, a classic one, often cited, is back in 1997. IBM's Deep Blue beating Garry Kasparov, the world chess champion.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That felt massive at the time. Like, yeah. Truly a machine beating the best human mind at chess.
It really was. Chess was seen as this peak of human strategic thinking, needing foresight, complex plans.
Right, not just number crunching.
Precisely. Deep Blue's win showed AI could handle that kind of symbolic reasoning, navigating these really complex game situations. It challenged the notion that strategy was purely human. It was this mix of massive computing power and clever algorithms tackling a problem thought to be, well, ours alone.
A major symbolic victory then in the realm of strategy. Okay, so after chess, where did AI make its next big splash?
Moving forward a bit into the 2000s, 2005 was another key point. The DARPA Grand Challenge.
Yeah, the self-driving cars in the desert.
That's the one. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, set up this competition. The aim, get autonomous vehicles to complete an off-road race completely on their own. No human driver.
That really did sound like science fiction back then. Cars just going.
It did, didn't it? But it was incredibly important. Stanford University was a big player, among others. Why it mattered was it pushed AI out of the lab and into the messy, unpredictable real world.
Right. Dealing with actual terrain, obstacles.
Yeah. Sensor fusion, planning paths on the fly, robust controls, all that stuff. It really laid crucial groundwork for the autonomous systems we're still developing today.
Okay, so from board games to navigating the physical world, that's a big jump in practical terms. What came next in showing off AI's maybe more subtle abilities and getting more public attention?
That would almost certainly be 2011, IBM's Watson winning on the TV quiz show Jeopardy.
Jeopardy, now that's a totally different beast compared to chess or driving.
Yeah.
How was that a step forward?
It was fascinating. Jeopardy isn't just about knowing facts. You need to understand natural language, right? The clues have wordplay, puns, cultural context.
Rewinds.
Exactly. And Watson had to process that, figure out the question to the answer given, all in real time. Beating human champs at that showed a huge leap in natural language processing and information retrieval, handling that ambiguity, that fuzziness of human language. That was really impressive for a machine.
So AI wasn't just calculating or steering anymore. It was starting to really understand language. Okay, what followed that in terms of AI learning on its own, developing strategies?
Well, jump to 2015. DeepMind made waves with their DeepQ network, or DQN.
DQN. Okay, what's that?
It's basically a type of neural network combined with reinforcement learning. They used it to learn how to play old Atari video games.
Atari, like Space Invaders. Pac-Man.
Those kinds of games, yeah. And the amazing thing was DQN learned to play many of them at or even better than human level.
Did they program in the rules for each game?
No, that was the breakthrough. It learned just from seeing the screen pixels and the score. It wasn't given specific strategies. It used this technique, deep reinforcement learning, essentially learning through trial and error.
Like we do. Try something, see if it works, get rewarded or not.
Pretty much, yeah. Guided by the game score. It was a major step in AI learning and adapting in these dynamic environments, figuring things out on its own.
Incredible. Learning by playing. And that kind of leads us directly to another huge DeepMind moment, probably the most famous one.
Absolutely. 2016, AlphaGo. Another DeepMind AI beating Lisa Dahl, one of the world's greatest Go players. It won 4 games out of 5. The whole world was watching that match.
Go. I know it's way more complex than chess, mm-hmm. right? The number of possible moves is just astronomical. Why was this win such a big deal?
You got it. The sheer complexity, the massive search space of Go. Many experts thought AI wouldn't crack it for decades. It seemed to require real intuition, a human feel for the game.
But AlphaGo managed it.
It did. It used deep neural networks combined with something called Monte Carlo tree search. This let it evaluate tons of moves and find strategies that genuinely surprised top human players. It wasn't just calculation, it felt like intuition. Its victory was seen as this massive leap in AI's ability to handle strategy, pattern recognition, maybe even creativity.
It even played moves considered novel, right? Changed how humans thought about Go.
Some of its moves were unorthodox, even beautiful, according to Go experts. It showed AI could not only master human knowledge, but potentially discover new knowledge, too.
Wow. Okay, so from chess calculation to Go intuition. That's a heck of a progression. Let's shift gears now to what our sources say about AI capabilities more recently, like around 2025. The Soul Talent Education materials talk about AI being an encyclopedia of everything. What does that actually mean?
Yeah, it paints this picture of AI having processed essentially all digitized human knowledge. It says it's read everything, all the books in every language, religious texts like the Bible or Buddhist scriptures, right alongside, you know, technical manuals for your washing machine.
So a vast connected library of everything.
That's the idea. An immense repository of human understanding.
But it's more than just storage, right? It can use that information.
Exactly. The materials stress its ability to understand and summarize things, even across languages. Like, you could give it a PDF in, say, French or a YouTube transcript in Japanese, and it could give you a decent summary in Korean.
Okay, that's seriously useful. Cross-language understanding and boiling things down.
Shows how far natural language processing has come.
And it can help with research, too. The materials mention generating questions.
Yes, they talk about using AI Google Notebook LM is given as an example to look at documents you upload, then generate relevant questions about them, or even draft professional sounding reports based on that info.
So AI is an active research assistant, not just a database.
Right. Moving from holding information to synthesizing it, helping create new understanding.
Okay. Now, the City Hall lecture stuff, that takes us somewhere completely different. Air combat simulations. Tell us about that. Alpha dogfight.
Yeah, the Alpha Dogfight trials. They put an AI system called Heron up against a very experienced human F-16 pilot in simulated dogfights.
Yeah.
And the AI won. Clean sweep. 5 engagements, 5 wins for the AI. 5-0.
5-0. Against a seasoned pilot. How? What was its edge?
Well, a couple of big things. One, the AI isn't limited by a human body. It could pull maneuvers with extreme G-forces that would make a human pilot black out.
Ah, physical limits don't apply.
Right. And second, its decision-making was purely rational. No stress, no fear, no emotion, just calculation based on the situation, which is obviously a huge factor in combat.
Makes sense. Cold, hard logic versus human physiology and psychology. Did it learn quickly, too?
Incredibly quickly. The materials say these AI agents started with just basic flight knowledge, but mastered complex combat tactics really fast during the trials. Shows that rapid learning and adaptation potential.
That's quite something for training, and maybe the future of air combat itself.
Yeah.
There's also something interesting about how it controlled the plane, using the rudder pedals differently.
That's right. Apparently, the AI used the rudder pedals much more aggressively and perhaps effectively than human pilots typically do. Humans tend to rely more on the ailerons for rolling the aircraft.
So it found a different way to fly the plane, basically.
It suggests that, yeah, by just analyzing the physics, the AI might discover more optimal control strategies that aren't necessarily intuitive to humans who've learned through established practices.
Fascinating. AI not just matching human skill, but finding new, maybe better ways.
Exactly. And when you look back, you know, from Deep Blue beating Kasparov to the DARPA challenge cars, Watson understanding language, DQN learning Atari, AlphaGo mastering Go, and now this advanced language stuff, and even winning simulated dogfights.
You really see this curve accelerating.
Definitely. It's a clear path of tackling increasingly complex problems, gaining more and more sophisticated capabilities.
It really is an amazing story when you lay it out like that. Each step built on the last. It puts today's AI, all the buzz around it, into much clearer context.
Absolutely. Knowing this history helps us appreciate where we are now and maybe think a bit more clearly about where things might be heading.
Yeah. So wrapping up this deep dive through AI's history.
Yeah.
It's just striking how far things have come and how fast, especially recently. Which kind of leaves us with a big question, doesn't it? Thinking about this rapid progress.
Yeah.
What future steps, what potential milestones for AI do you find most intriguing or maybe even concerning? Definitely something to think about. How much has changed and what could be next on the horizon?